Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Wanted, a new CEO of Uber. Job duties include everything. Any takers?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So the newest CEO position to open up in the tech world may be the toughest role to fill yet. Travis Kalanick's abrupt resignation as chief executive of Uber has ignited the search for a brand new leader to run the world's most valuable startup. Where to start? Joining us now with more is Joanne Lublin. She is management news editor for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Uber finds itself in an interesting place after a really, really bad PR year and after several leadership roles gutted. Now it has the chance to set the reset button. But where does it even start? It's a tall order. It's a big role to fill. Let's break down a little bit of what this new CEO has on its plate. What would this person be contending with right off the bat?
Well, one of the things the new CEO is going to have to contend with right off the bat is reshaping and coming up with a better culture than the toxic one that has infected this company
right. For
a long time, and which ended up getting it in such hot water, not just the CEO, but numerous other executives. A scathing report that the board has endorsed that called for dozens of changes, and that obviously the key investors felt Travis wasn't the right person to make them.
So what would an ideal pick look like? What kind of multifaceted background might Uber think is ideal? What kind of experience is being considered?
Well, I am not inside the heads of those who are leading the search, but from talking to recruiters and some succession experts, they obviously want someone not only who's got integrity through the roof, but who knows how to re-energize a workplace where obviously the morale is bad, but is also able to deal with a very complex global organization that's in the spotlight, that has a lot of moving parts, that is trying to stay ahead of its game while at the same time being under the gun legally in many countries. It's a really tall order. I'm not sure there's any one human being on the planet who can do it. And they found that out in their many months of trying to find a number two.
Right. So we have this interim period of sorts. There's some notable talk that a board member could step in to fill Travis Kalanick's shoes temporarily. Arianna Huffington's name has been thrown around. She's a notable presence at Uber. Could that happen? And what is there to consider with her at the helm, even temporarily?
Well, I certainly think in a short-term basis, she could be the interim CEO. She's certainly been the guiding light through a lot of the tumult and travails that the company's been going through. But on a long-term or permanent basis, she doesn't have the experience. She doesn't have the global breadth of experience that would qualify her to be the CEO going forward. And frankly, if they had wanted her to be the interim leader, I think they would have done so last night when they made this announcement.
Mm. Any other CEOs of note being tossed around in the peanut gallery? It's always interesting to hear the types of names that emerge. Any that seem to be making the most sense as of yet?
Well, every time something happens with Uber or frankly with any major tech company, Sheryl Sandberg's name is always the first one that everybody in the media banders about. And I don't think she has any plans to leave where she is. I think in an ideal world, Arianna would like to see a woman as CEO of this company. But again, you know, what woman in her right mind would want to step into this situation right now, especially given the fact the prior CEO remains on the board, he remains a major shareholder, and he's still the co-founder. And so how much free rein are you going to have, man or woman, taking this job?
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Joanne Lublin about Uber's search for a new CEO. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So, Joanne, maybe it all comes back to what we were talking about at the beginning, workplace culture. It's something that Uber is clearly struggling with for quite some time, this controversial environment. Is finding someone serious about and able to get work culture in shape the highest priority? And if not, what is high priority? What are the most important things Uber is considering?
Well, I think there are three things that have to be high priority for whoever it is gets this job. One of them is revamping the culture. Another one is getting everything to sort of work right. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have anybody in a top operational role at the moment. All those people have left. And at the same time, you've got a company that fairly relies on people who are not full-time employees and who are spread all over the world.
Right.
Right there and then, you've got a hugely complex management challenge.
Be interesting to see where it all goes from here. Joanne Lublin, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to management news editor for the Journal, Joanne Lublin, for joining us. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.